Joining us right now is Jordan Travers, a psychotherapist and clinical director of Awake Therapy. We asked Jordan to join us today because there's a new study out that I found particularly intriguing, and I think our listeners will too. Hey, Jordan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here.
I was on the internet yesterday, and actually I was looking up stock prices and saw a story off to the side and clicked on it, and it essentially said that couples in a long-term relationship should schedule sex. And I thought, wait a minute, I thought you're supposed to have the spontaneity of it. There's supposed to be the romance behind it. It's supposed to be an entire process. But this study seemed to suggest that happier couples go ahead and say, hey, Tuesday night, let's have sex. And that
absolutely
that this is a successful means by which to keep the spark alive in the relationship. So I had Jordan, our producer, get a hold of you because I wanted to explore this a little further.
Sure. And that is true. You know, it's really seductive and provocative, this idea of that, oh, we meet our person and we're just going to naturally be in the mood whenever it may arise. And the truth is that that is not realistic, and life happens, and there are different stages of a relationship. And so if intimacy is important, which for most people it is a big aspect of a relationship, one way to keep the spark alive is to schedule it. You know, waiting for you or your partner to be in the mood. Well, guess what? You might be waiting much longer than you'd like, because very rarely are partners on the same cycle in terms of desiring sex, wanting sex. And so it's a way to say, hey, let's make sure we are prioritizing this aspect of our relationship.
But doesn't it go counter to a lot of what I think we intuitively think, that if we're going to have a great sexual relationship, there needs to be the romantic buildup to it. There needs to be, whether it's the wining and dining or the treating them to something special or the spontaneity of it. You know, you hear about it, and it makes me think of the old joke about how, you know, a new couple has spontaneous wild sex all the time. An old couple has the same sex over and over, where they know they're going to do it at this time on this day, and it's boring. And then eventually it leads to a relationship where you have hallway sex, where you just pass each other in the hall and say, screw you, because you've lost that spark in your relationship and there is no more sex. But you're saying that scheduling of it and agreeing that on this day at this time we're going to have sex is a successful means.
You know, just because you think it, just because people are saying, oh, this is the way it should be, doesn't mean that it actually is. And research has actually shown, too, that the people who have the best sex and the best sex lives are those that are in monogamous relationships. So this idea of like, oh, it's just got to be passionate and spur of the moment, it sounds, like I said, it's very seductive. But when push comes to shove, it's not really happening that way. One, and two, just because you schedule it doesn't mean it's a box you check off, right? Maybe it's, okay, we schedule it on Tuesdays because we have more flexibility in our schedule and we can make a nice dinner and we can sit and have a glass of wine or do whatever it is that you and your partner do to open the door for the mood, right? So it's not necessarily a task that, okay, I check the box, but it
so it's not like, yeah, take out the trash, get the groceries, make dinner, have sex, wash the toilet, you know, whatever. It almost sounds, yeah, it shouldn't be that menial and that and lumped in with other tasks and chores.
Correct.
And the research has actually found that people who do this are happier and have better sex lives.
That is correct also.
So how do you approach this topic? If someone is listening to this and they're saying, okay, I'm going to give this a try. And so they're going to go home and talk to their spouse, their partner, whoever it is that they have sex with, and say, hey, let's start scheduling our sex. How do you successfully begin that conversation so it ends well?
So I would say, too, there's a variety of different ways the conversation can go. And so I would I would ask them another question, right? Like, are you having the sex that you want to be having, right? Some people don't prioritize sex because they're not enjoying their sexual experiences with their partner for whatever reason. And do you feel like you can have that conversation with your partner, right? So it's one of those things too, where it's, well, what's getting in the way for us to be connecting sexually? There's always another question. And so I would encourage listeners to get curious about it. Like, what are the reasons why you may or may not be having the sex that you want to be having, or the frequency, right? Maybe there's a health issue. Maybe for a man, he's experiencing erectile dysfunction, or who knows, right? There's a host of issues and concerns that can be coming up. But part of feeling in the mood is, do you feel safe to have those intimate conversations with your partner? And if you say to your partner, hey, maybe we want to try scheduling sex, and there's a resistance there, explore why, right? Where's it coming from? What's coming up? And maybe you want to talk to somebody about that.
One person texts us and says, I've been married 19 years, and it's not when we are in the mood, it's when she's in the mood, and I don't think we can schedule it unless that's the case. What do you say to that person?
I would say they might want to consider couples therapy.
Somebody else says, does a sexless marriage work?
There are some couples or some relationships that do have sexless marriages, and they are happy and healthy too, right? One, just because an image of a relationship is portrayed a specific or certain way doesn't mean that that's the type of relationship everyone needs to be having, right? The relationship for you is the relationship that you and your partner agree on, what you want, what you need, and how that evolves for you, right? What works for me might not work for you or for anybody else, and that's okay. It's, are you having the relationship you want to be having? That's also an important question.
Jordan Travers, anything else you want to share with us before we let you go here on WWL in wake of this new study that finds that couples maybe should schedule the sex and maybe they'll be happier and have better sex lives overall?
Well, I would say lean into it, right? If you're curious and it's interesting you, then explore that, right? There's always another question, and see where it takes you.
We appreciate your joining us and offering your expertise. Psychotherapist and clinical director at Awake Therapy, Jordan Travers here on WWL. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.